Thank you, Trish. And welcome to the Three Count Podcast. I'm your host, Dylan Chambers. Joining me, as always, Ben freaking Hobden. Benny, welcome to the show.
G'day, mate. What's going on? Big one.
A big one this weekend. I'm a little under the weather, so I apologize for the nasally voice. but we'll power through it and try and get through it. And yeah, we've got an exciting weekend of wrestling coming up. So a huge show for you today. Now we're going to go through both the cards for the big events. Night of Champions from WWE and Double or Nothing from AEW. We're going to give the odds, our thoughts. We've got another fun draft this week. This should be an interesting one. We're going to draft the best wrestling gimmick matches.
Can take this either way, I think. Like, yeah. I don't know how you're going to go with it. I've gone a bit silly, so.
I don't think that there's a 101 for this draft. I think it's just dealer's choice with this one.
100%. 100%. I agree.
So make sure you follow us on the socials at Three Count Podcast on Instagram, at Three Count Pod on Facebook, and hit that subscribe or follow button wherever you're watching or listening to us. Let's get straight into the news, Benny. And the passing of one of the greats, superstar Billy Graham, passed away at 79. Famously ended Bruno Sammartino's decade-long title run.
Yeah.
So that was a sad one.
Yeah, not good at all. Obviously, you know, it's getting to that time where, like, we're a bit older now, so all those older wrestlers, they're all going to be starting to drop off, you know. But yeah, he was one of the original sort of flamboyant out there really characters, wasn't he? So sad to see him go.
Inducted in the Hall of Fame in 2004 by Triple H too.
There you go.
Seth Rollins has joined the MCU. He's in the new Captain America movie as part of the Serpent Society.
Is that what it is? I seen he was in there, but I didn't know what he was playing, some sort of villain or something. I read.
Yeah,
quickly,
so they're kind of snake based supervillains. So
he is a bit of a snake. Makes sense.
He is a bit of a snake. Yeah. So it's Captain America: New World Order.
Hey.
Interesting. Yeah. What does Captain America use against his enemies, Ben?
Oh, the shield.
A shield.
There you go.
There you go.
Took me a second. I was like, hang on, what?
Couple of links in there. Now, Liv Morgan and Raquel Rodriguez, they vacated the women's tag titles due to Liv's injury. We're going to have a fatal four-way on Raw after Night of Champions to determine the new champs. Safe to say Ronda Rousey and Shayna Baszler are the favorites going into this one. They're actually paying $1.30.
That's longer than I thought, to be honest. We did say that, you know, they were going to be end up being champions eventually, so you'd have to think that's where it's going to go.
Second favorite's actually Sonya Deville and Chelsea Green.
I wouldn't mind seeing Chelsea Green and Sonya get it, to be honest. They're a good little team, I reckon.
Yeah, they could be a bit of fun. AEW, they have confirmed that the first episode of Collision will take place at the United Center in Chicago.
We all know what that means.
We're signaling the return of CM Punk.
Well, they did say that if it wasn't at the United Center, then Punk wasn't going to be there. So they had two venues lined up. So the fact that it's going to be at the United Center, you'd have to think Punk's going to be there.
You would have to think they've worked things out, and it's going to be an interesting night. I'm looking forward to it. AEW,
Punk, Mark Ewer.
Yeah, huge. AEW Fight Forever finally has a release date.
Feels like it's been about 10 years.
It has been a long time in the making. Let me just look it up here when we're going to see Fight Forever. So the 30th of June.
I was going to say the 27th. So there you go. Yeah.
End of next month, we should see Fight Forever. So that should be a bit of fun. Mercedes Moné injured her ankle in a losing effort for the NJPW Strong title to Willow Nightingale. Was she going to win and then they changed the ending?
I don't know, because you'd have to think, you know, she's gone over there. And she had that first victory, and then it's two in a row she's lost. It's not really something that you'd want to go over and get this big fanfare to only keep losing. So it's a bit weird. So you'd have to think that maybe they changed it on the fly, but I don't know.
Or do we see a rematch at Forbidden Door?
What, just miraculously healed?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a broken ankle. Broken ankles can fix like that.
Nothing. Don't worry about it.
Interesting to see. All right, Benny, not too much going on in the news, which is probably a good thing for wrestling in general. So we'll get into the pay-per-views and your favorite time. We're going to start with Night of Champions. Now, the very first Night of Champions was in 2007, and it was actually part of another long-standing WWE pay-per-view. What pay-per-view was that?
long-standing.
It was called something Night of Champions.
Mm. Nah.
Vengeance.
Vengeance.
Yeah, there you go.
Vengeance.
I think you'll get this one. Who
probably
was
not.
The, who was the last man to hold the World Heavyweight Championship?
What, the big one? I want to say Triple H, but I'm going to... I can only picture... No, I don't know. I can only picture, like, Brock with it or Goldberg with it or those kind of things, but I'll just say Triple H.
It was Randy Orton. In 2013, he beat John Cena to combine the two belts, and then they got rid of the big one.
Has it been that long?
It has been. 2013, 10 years.
Wow.
At the 2008 Night of Champions, this might be a tough one for you to get. there was a tag team formed. What tag team was it?
2008.
Yeah.
Any clues? Anything?
One of these members
rated RKO. I don't know.
One of these members is competing at this year's Night of Champions.
That's impossible.
There's Legacy, Cody Rhodes and Ted DiBiase. Cody Rhodes was defending the tag team titles with Hardcore Holly. Ted DiBiase came out and said, "I've got a mystery partner." Cody Rhodes turned on Hardcore Holly.
Wow, there you go.
So he both lost and won at that pay-per-view. In the same match.
That's got to be some sort of record, doesn't it?
It's got to be. Now, the last Night of Champions was 2015. Who defended two titles that night?
Now, you've got me this time, Dylan.
He's also competing at this year's.
Two titles.
Two
2015.
Titles.
2015. Oh, geez. I'm just trying to see who's... Brock?
Seth freaking Rollins.
Yeah.
He lost the US title to John Cena and defeated Sting for the WWE World Heavyweight title. Now,
all my time frames are out. I can't believe it's been that long since Sting was out there. But then I guess AEW's been around for what? This is the fifth double or nothing, I think. So,
yeah.
Crazy.
Now, Rollins's match for the World Heavyweight title this year will be the third time he's competed for a new title.
Mm-hmm.
What are the other two and who were his opponents?
Now, I did see this. I was going to bring this up if you didn't. So, one was the Undisputed title against Finn Balor.
Universal, but...
Universal, same thing. Yeah. You know what I meant. Started with a U. And the other one was the NXT title. But, was it Bo Dallas?
It was Jinder Mahal.
Oh, was it? There you go.
Not one you'd just pick out of the air.
Good old Jinder. He's done some wonderful things, hasn't he?
He has. Now, six superstars from this year's event have competed before at Night of Champions. We've got Cody Rhodes, Natalya, Roman Reigns, Seth Rollins, Brock Lesnar, and Kevin Owens. Who is the only one who is undefeated?
You'd have to think Brock.
Actually, Kevin Owens.
Swerve. I was like, Swerve. There you go, yeah.
Kevin Owens is 1-0. He beat Ryback in 2015.
Oh, now there's a name blast from the past.
Okay, last one for you. This year will be the 10th edition of Night of Champions. How many, including this year, has Cody Rhodes competed in?
Well, you've talked about a couple. So, including this year?
Including this year.
Four.
Seven.
Wow.
Surprisingly, he's won a couple of tag team titles. Yeah,
he's
Ted
just
DiBiase
man.
With Drew McIntyre. He's 5-3 at
there
Night of Champions.
And soon to be. Well, we'll talk about that later.
We will. All right, let's get into the card, Benny. You've had enough. The Intercontinental Championship match: Gunther, Mustafa Ali. Gunther $1.07. Ali $7.
Yeah, this is a case of Gunther. Easy, move on. Let's go. What is this match? You know, like, I know Ali keeps getting this weird push and whatever else, but he's just going to get squashed, surely.
Yeah, I mean, Gunther often brings out the best in people, so maybe that's the aim here, to make Ali look strong. But
Ali does like to sell as well, so that, you know, Gunther could, you know, some of those slaps, he could do backflips from them and stuff like that. It could be interesting, but it's still going to get squashed.
And it could be something about... Yeah, getting Ali on the card. It's in Saudi Arabia. He said, you know, there's a lot of kids out there with the same kind of sounding name as me. You know, it brings me joy to be able to lift them up. So There we go. Yeah. But yeah, Gunther, put the house on it. another house one, I think. SmackDown Women's Championship match, Rhea Ripley, Natalya. Ripley, $1.05.
Wow.
Natalya, $8.
Again, I've literally written here, Rhea, easy, move on. Exactly what I wrote for Gunther.
After you've put your first house on Gunther, if you've got a second one, put it on there. Moving on again, the Raw Women's Championship match, Bianca Belair, Asuka, Belair, $1.24, Asuka, $3.70.
Yeah, obviously I think Belair wins this one. I'm sure you're happy about that. Their last match was pretty good, so hopefully it can be a bit of a good match, you know. I just think this is not a big enough pay-per-view for Belair to lose the title.
I disagree.
Really?
I'm going with Asuka.
Wow.
Now,
look, I hope you're right.
Night of Champions, someone has to lose a title. And
do they?
Look, I mean, you know, I've been campaigning for the dethroning of Bianca for a long time. But I feel like if they want to make Asuka back to looking as strong as she was when she came out of NXT, you know, someone who you thought Charlotte was going to have problems with.
Yeah,
this is maybe the time to do it.
Fair enough.
Have her defeat Belair. I don't know how she does it with the mist, but.
With the mist. She's just used that mist so much lately. So, you know, I think it's been overused.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But yeah, I'm going to go with the upset here. Asuka at 370. Becky Lynch and Trish Stratus. Becky, $1.36. Stratus, $2.90. Look, it's time for the payoff. Becky wins this one for sure. But.
Oi.
I have a feeling maybe we'll see a Lita appearance. And maybe build to some sort of leader Trish Stratus dream match. Not that in the ring it will be a dream match, but you know, on paper.
I almost want to like close down this podcast right now and not speak to you. If they do that, I'm out.
Excited by it. I'm just saying what I
mate,
think.
Your face is telling other stories, I'm mate. Look, I agree. Becky has to win this one. I don't really like where you're going with that one, so I'm not even going to touch that with a 10-foot pole. But it'll be an interesting match, and, you know, I think it's time for Trish to be out of there. We don't need these nostalgia acts anymore.
Okay. The World Heavyweight Championship match, Seth Rollins, AJ Styles. Seth, $1.17. AJ, $4.50.
Wow.
Now, there has been talk that due to his new role in the new Marvel movie that maybe WWE's hesitant to give it to Seth because the whole point of this new championship is that it will be defended a lot.
So get on AJ at $4, you reckon?
No, I'm still with Seth. if nothing else, he's earned this one.
Well, I was just going to say, this has got to be the payoff for Seth for taking all those like L's recently. You know, he's done the job for so many people.
Recently, a year. He's been taking L's
probably
for
longer.
A year.
Probably longer. But yeah, stranger things have happened. You know, they do really like AJ. AJ's come back. He's been looking okay. But I agree with you. I think Seth has to go over here.
Plus, Seth's on Raw. Makes sense. The undisputed WWE Tag Team Championship match, Sami Zayn, Kevin Owens, Roman Reigns, Solo Sikoa. Sami and Kevin, $1.30. Roman and Solo, $3.25.
Well, this is one of those ones. Could go anywhere. Could anything happen. But who takes the pin? I'm going to go with Sami and KO. I think they have to win. But who takes the pin? Solo going to take his second pin. Roman's not taking the pin. So for me, it has to be some sort of DQ finish. Titles don't change hands and Sami and KO win.
I've got Sami and KO as well, with the Usos costing Roman and Solo the match.
Yeah.
Solo taking the pin.
So the big thing for me is who takes the pin, because they want to build Solo to look big and Roman's not taking the pin. So it has to be Solo. That's why I think I'm going to go with the DQ style finish.
Okay. Last match of the night, Cody Rhodes, Brock Lesnar. Lesnar, $1.52, Rhodes, $2.37. I'm taking the money here as well with Lesnar, and Cody's going to sell that injury. And I think we're going to see a trilogy match down the line here to really cement Cody.
Have you been reading my notes? It literally says this is going to make it 1-1. We're looking at a trilogy match down the road. Brock will dominate in this one, I think.
Yeah.
This is going to be. Which match do you think will be last? Do you think this will be the last one, or do you reckon?
I think they'll put the World Heavyweight Championship match last.
Yeah, I think.
It's hard. They're saying triple main event. It's hard to decide which one will go on, but I feel like ending the pay per view with someone holding a new title.
Rather than just a Brock squash where he just beats the living, you know what, out of Cody. But yeah, absolutely. I completely agree. The trilogy at a later stage, and it'll just elevate Cody to that next level. And when he beats Brock in the trilogy, I think.
Yeah. All right, let's move on to AEW Double or Nothing. Now, Benny, I won't hammer you too hard with the questions here.
Liar.
I've only got three. I've only got three for you. MJF has only tasted victory once at Double or Nothing. Who did he defeat?
Jungle Boy.
That is correct. In 2020, he defeated Jungle Boy.
Only because Wardlow was in his corner.
There you go. Only one of the four pillars hasn't appeared at every Double or Nothing. Who is it? You've got 25% chance here.
Yeah, no, I know, but I'm going to say Darby.
It is Darby in 2019. He did not appear. All right. What was the first ever main event for Double or Nothing?
Oh, I wouldn't have a clue. Can't remember that far back. I'm going to say Hangman. Probably Omega and Mox?
Jericho and Omega.
It was one of the two. I was tossing up.
With the winner was going on to face Paige for the new AEW World Championship.
There you go. Two out of three ain't bad.
That's pretty good, Benny. That is pretty good.
Who would have thought that I'd get the AEW questions right, not the other way around? So things are turning.
All right, let's get into the card, Benny. We've got the six-man tag match. Matt, Jeff Hardy and Hook now against Ethan Page and the Guns. If the Hardy Party wins, Matt controls Ethan Page's contract. Got the Hardys at $1.24, Page and the Guns at $3.70.
I can't get behind the Guns at all. There's just something about them that I can't stand. Hardy Party. I've gone them for the win for me.
I've gone the upset here. I'm going Page and the Guns purely because this whole Ethan Page Matt Hardy thing, I'm done with it.
Yeah, that's fair.
I don't think it's funny. I don't want to see any more of it.
Yeah,
I think the Guns winning because everyone hates them so much is just going to help them be more over as heels.
Yeah, that's fair. Don't mind that at all.
We then have the unsanctioned match, Chris Jericho and Adam Cole with special guest enforcer Sabu. Adam Cole, $1.22. Jericho, $3.85. Adam Cole for me. Cole's going to go on a streak, and we all know Jericho is all about putting people over, and it doesn't tarnish him one little bit. He's like Does Seth
not
Rollins.
At all. Does not at all. Look, we've both got, you know, I'm JAS today, you're Adam Cole, but I'm agreeing with you. I'm going Bay here. Adam Cole gets the win. It'll be interesting to see what Sabu does. You know, Sabu and Jericho have got history from ECW days. So it'll be interesting to see what sort of role he plays. It's an unsanctioned match. There's going to be shenanigans galore. Everybody's going to get involved. But it should be interesting, and I think Cole goes over.
I mean, we didn't really see much of what Sabu could possibly do when he was on Dynamite. He just kind of hit someone with a chair and pointed to the sky a lot.
Yeah.
And I believe he was in hospital not too long ago. So
He definitely doesn't look young, that's for sure.
We'll see. Interesting. Anarchy in the Arena match, the Elite and the Blackpool Combat Club. This one's pretty close. The Elite are paying $1.80, Blackpool $1.91.
That is pretty close. This is going to be a brutal one, obviously.
Brutal.
Yeah, brutal. We do love the word brutal here on the Three Count podcast, but it's just going to be all out, going crazy. Anything's going to happen. I think the Elite go over for me. I think there's going to be some sort of rift in the Blackpool Combat Club. It's been teased for a while now. It looks like Wheeler's on the way out. And I'm just sick of the Blackpool Combat Club as well. I think it's just a weird mashup of team and I'm done with them. I think they need to break up. Going the opposite. I can see it in your eyes.
Going the opposite.
I can always tell in your eyes.
You've picked it. Well, Blackpool for me, I think this rivalry is far from over. You look at like, some of the guys in this match, there's so much crossover for great rivalries, you know, Mox and Page and Mox and Omega and Danielson and Omega and Danielson and Page. You know, there's just so many ways you can kind of go about this. And I think these groups continue to fight for supremacy, I guess, in AEW. That's kind of what I'm hoping for. I think we could see some awesome stuff.
Oh, look, if they keep pushing it, you know, like it, you're not going to complain if they keep going at it because there is so much good talent in there. Yeah. I just, I just, the mix-up mash of the Blackpool Combat Club is just so weird for me. Like, Willa Yuta's good, but he just seems so out of place.
I do like how they've taken this, like, Wheeler's, like, this little sidekick when we give him crap.
Yeah, kind of, like, yeah.
He's a little shit,
yeah,
but we love him.
That's fair.
All right, moving on. The AEW International Championship Blackjack Battle Royale. Orange Cassidy against 20 other guys. Now, interestingly enough, the odds for this one are Cassidy $1.80 and The Field $1.91.
Wow, there you go. This is one of those ones that, like, anything can happen, obviously. I personally think Cassidy will find a way to get the victory. But somebody like Ricky Starks or Hobbs or somebody like that could also quite easily win the title, you know what I mean, and go on a bit of a run. But I think Cassidy will pull it out.
Oh, yeah, this is putting you on the spot, but do you have any predictions for the Joker?
Nah. I can't think of anybody else coming back or anything like that.
My guess is Tama Tonga. That's...
Yeah, okay.
I don't think it's Matt Cardona's spot. I think he could do something bigger if he came. That's my guess. And my prediction is actually Jay White.
Oh, yeah.
I think Starks is going to have it won and that he's going to get screwed over somehow and Jay White's going to win it.
Jay White's a good shout, though. He'd make a good champ as well. Like, yeah. That's a good shout.
And then have Starks chase him for the international championship. Because, I mean, Orange Cassidy is just getting beat up week after week after week.
He just does everything so nonchalantly, though, doesn't he? Like, he's just like, his gimmick was terrible at the beginning. I hated it. And then
it's
I
grown
sort of
on you.
Warm to it, but now I'm sort of going like I'm past it again now, kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like he's very athletic and he's good at what he does, but you know, just the whole hands in the pockets and it's just like I'm sort of over it now. So
I think it's time to mix it up.
Yeah.
But OC. All right. There you go. TBS Championship match. Jade Cargill, Taya Valkyrie, Cargill $1.27, Valkyrie $3.45. What do you think here, Benny?
It seems like a good as time as ever for her to lose, you know what I mean? But she won't. You know, like Taya's come over trying to, you know, everyone thought maybe Taya will be the one to do it. And it's not gonna happen. It's just not
I think that Taya can be the one to do it.
Yeah, it's not gonna happen.
Not yet.
No.
Not yet. She's gonna have to work. We're gonna need more of a build for it. But I think Cargill gets out of this one like she usually dominates, right? But I think she's going to sneak out of this one somehow.
Yeah, it's not going to be as easy as what it was. And that shows that little bit of a turn where, oh, maybe she can beat her. And yeah. That puts the doubt in Jade's head. And then they can sort of run with that for a little bit. You know, Jade's sort of like, and she's not as dominant as what she has been.
Is she 59-0 or something like that?
Yeah, something like that.
Going for number 60. All right. TNT Championship ladder match, Wardlow, Christian Cage. Wardlow $1.52, Christian $2.40. I'm all about the peeps. Christian to win this one.
Woo! It is a ladder match. So, you know, Christian does have history in ladder matches.
Yeah.
Like he has won a few.
A Wardlow win is boring to me. You've got Luchasaurus in the mix.
Well, Lucha's going to, like, neutralize Big Arn, isn't he? So
yeah. And then I think seeing Wardlow work towards something, like have to go through Luchasaurus to get a shot at Christian, I think that's more entertaining.
I like it. I do like it. I've got Christian as well. So there you go. We're actually agreeing on one thing this whole podcast.
Agreeing on the upset.
Yeah.
The World Tag Team Championship match, FTR against Jay Lethal and Jeff Jarrett with special guest referee Mark Briscoe. FTR $1.08 against Lethal and Jarrett $6.50.
Wow. Well, that's crazy. That's crazy. What sort of a role does Briscoe play here? He's going to call it down the middle. He's going to be so, can't give it to either side, can't give it to either side. But something's going to happen at the end. He's going to choose one or the other.
It will be amazing. I don't think it'd be right call. But if they decide to turn Briscoe heel,
I've got it written here. That's what I'm going for. I'm rolling the dice. I've called it. Literally written there. Briscoe turns heel and costs FTR the titles.
I've got written here, Briscoe can't turn heel.
Hey,
and I think he has enough of Lethal and Jarrett, but there you go. All right,
yeah.
So you go on the 650.
You gotta do something. You know what I mean? We need something exciting. It's
double or nothing. You gotta roll the dice.
Hey, there you go.
There you go. AEW Women's World Championship. Jamie Hayter and Toni Storm. Hayter $1.40. Storm $2.75.
title's coming back to Australia.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm Jamie Hayter. Yeah. Tony's out. Tony's in. New champ.
I'm with you. How cool are the Outcasts with the women's world title in their ranks?
Yeah, that'll be good.
That's just going to give them legitimacy. It's like, yeah, it's a long stretch to compare them to the NWO, but when the NWO got the title in their ranks as well, you know, it kind of elevated everything even more. So I think that that's what's going to happen. And I think, you know, maybe then we see a DMD come back for a title match at some point.
Completely agree.
The AEW World Championship Pillars Fatal 4-Way Match, MJF, Jungle Boy, Darby Allin, Sammy Guevara, MJF $1.07, everyone else $10.
Yeah, which is fair. It's really hard for me to believe that this is the main event. You know what I mean? I just can't get around it whatsoever. I know what they're trying to do, and it's going to build to something else with, you know, MJF will go on, and then obviously if Punk comes back, there's going to be the Punk MJF thing and whatever else. But I just can't see any of the other three with the title.
I mean, if we thought any of those guys were close to MJF's level before this build-up, we've learned that there's a huge gap.
Yeah.
Just through the promos and everything that's happened. You know, it's kind of funny having the Sammy and MJF thing go on for a little bit. But yeah, he's just a level above all of these guys.
Yeah.
No one seems like a credible threat yet. But look,
the only one I could think would be that Sammy would be possibly able to elevate up to that level. Jungle Boy's just nowhere near that level at all. And Darby's just too, you know, emo kid from the 90s, just in the back corner, kind of weird. It's just, I can't get around either of them. So Sammy possibly, and just because of how good he is in the ring and how athletic he is and all the moves he does and whatever else. But MJF will lie, cheat, and steal Eddie Guerrero, just his way to the title, winning it.
So I go a little bit the other way. I think if anyone was going to win it, it'd be Darby. But I still don't think anyone is close to him. So MJF for the win for me.
Completely agree, mate.
All right, at least
we've got a couple the same.
We do. We do have a couple of upset picks. Gamble responsibly. let's get into the draft. The best gimmick matches. Now, this is very dealer's choice, this one. It could go either way.
Well, what do you class as a gimmick match? You know, because pretty much any match can be a gimmick match.
Absolutely.
So I've gone with some real stupid stuff in here just for a bit of fun.
I've gone things that are just different from the norm.
No, you're gone boring. It says a lot about who we are as people, folks. Yeah, you know,
still gimmick matches. And I'm going to take the Royal Rumble with my first pick.
Yeah, okay. So you're going to go down.
The makes ultimate sense gimmick match.
It makes sense now. Well, you're okay.
Because not only is it a gimmick in that guys are coming in, the gimmick is that they get a shot at the title at WrestleMania.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, no, it's a great pick. I agree. Now you'll understand where I'm going. I'm going to go with... I won't take this as number one. It's definitely going to get mentioned, though. I'm going to go with the good old Buried Alive match.
All right.
Like, gimmick. That's a gimmick.
That's a gimmick match.
Yeah.
It's a gimmick.
I've gone stupid gimmick, not gimmick matches. So
well, I guess I'm going to get all my top five.
You're going to get your top five for sure.
All right. My next gimmick match is the Iron Man match. So much fun to watch. You know, you've got the clock ticking, you know.
Don't worry, are they going to
score pinfalls? Obviously, greatest match of all time. Shawn Michaels beat Bret Hart in the Iron Man match. But, you know, some classics. We've had that, the Lesnar angle half-hour one.
We have talked about a couple of Iron Man
We had the MJF, Bryan Danielson one recently. So,
yeah.
Ultimate gimmick match, the Iron Man match for me.
All right. I'm going to go with a match similar to what you're talking about, though. But the TLC match when it came out. TLC was absolutely crazy. And you just remember the tables and ladders and chairs. Oh, my. So
it's like, what could be better than a ladders match? Well, let's put some tables under them. And
yeah, and then we'll just put some chairs in there first.
Let people hit them with chairs off it. Yeah, TLC it. Match.
It was nice. Crazy.
Nice pick there. I guess the ultimate gimmick match is Hell in a Cell, right? I'm going to take Hell in a Cell with my third pick.
Yeah. That's great.
Can I specify I'm not the red cell?
Yeah. Please do. Please do. I love Hell in a Cell, you know, obviously made famous from, you know, Mankind going off the top. And that was only the second one as well.
Very rarely a bad one.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes they overuse it a little, I guess, like with the pay-per-view by the name of Hell in a Cell.
Which, you know, I hate.
Which so. I know you have a huge problem with, but yes, the match is often, more often times than not, really, really good.
Yeah, completely agree. All right. Well, I'm going to go similar to the Hell in a Cell then. I'm going to go with War Games.
Very nice.
Just, again, it's like a cell pretty much, except it's like a cage match essentially. And just the whole teams and the clock, because you've got the clock counting down as well, and the match doesn't officially start until everybody's in there, and just got so many different layers to it. So I did love a War Games matchup.
Good pick there with War Games. All right, where do I go here? There are a couple of ways I could go with this one. Look, I'm a sucker for waiting for people to enter a match, so I'm going to take the Elimination Chamber.
Yeah, nice. I didn't even think of the Elimination Chamber, actually. That slipped my mind completely. That is, yeah, that's a good one.
That is a good one.
You remember the Elimination Chamber when Undertaker came out, caught on fire, and then had to stand in the cage?
Yeah.
Like, melting pretty much. Third-degree
burns.
Poor thing, eh?
Trying to pour water on him.
That was terrible. All right. Well, speaking of...
Do you know who won the first Elimination Chamber?
Oh... Jericho?
Shawn Michaels.
Oh, far out. Get out of here. You're out of here. We're done. Call it off. Call it off. Oh, look, I've even got a ladder behind me. Ladder match. Let's go for the title behind you. All right. What number picks this?
You've got two picks to go. Number four.
All right. Well, I'm going to counter your Royal Rumble match with WCW days, and we're going to go World War III.
Okay.
Three rings of Royal Rumble at the same time. How could you not love it? It's just
three times the Royal Rumble.
It's just Royal Rumble on steroids. And
all right.
You know, there you go. How fun
World
was that?
War III. All right.
That Kevin Nash did win one of those, which led to him beating Goldberg and breaking the streak. So big up to Kevin Nash.
Good job. All right. My last pick. Now I could go with one of these obvious ones.
If you steal my pick, I'll stab you.
Maybe not where you think I'm going with this one. But I'm going to take the I Quit match.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, it's just often brutal.
Mm.
And just two blokes just beating the absolute tar out of each other and shoving a microphone in their face. As long as they don't shove the microphone in the face too often.
Just about to say that, you know. Yeah. Recently it's been a bit silly where they just, do you quit?
But
just,
it could also, it's a good opportunity too for like some promo work during the match. Like, I mean, obviously a brutal one, but the Rock Mankind one.
Yeah, that was crazy. But the Rock would just, everything the Rock did was amazing. But the way he just would, as you said, promo pretty much the whole time.
Yeah.
It was so good. Great pick. Well, in the end, I haven't gone as silly as what I said I was going to go. So I'm a bit disappointed in myself, but I'll keep the other funny one for an honorable mention. I'm going to go nostalgia. We did talk about Trish before and Lita. I'm going to go with the bra and panties match.
It was on my list.
How can you not? Come on.
It was in my honorable mentions. I wasn't actually going to take it.
I got it. I know all the peeps out there are thinking about it. The bra and panties match. We grew up perfect timing for that kind of thing. And you just think of King just yelling out puppies and stuff like that. It was always pretty funny.
Can you name any of them that were five-star classics?
Yeah, there was one between Tori and Trish. No, of course not. Of course not. But, I mean, it's fun and games, you know.
Absolutely. All right. What are some honourable mentions, Benny?
Judy Bagwell on a forklift.
I had that.
That was what I was going to take at number one. Obviously, anything on a pole match.
My best memory of that one is the old pink slip on a pole match.
Yeah.
The Rock and Mankind on an episode of Raw, I think.
What else we got? You got the casket match, the Inferno match, Punjabi prison match.
We're talking good ones, Benny.
No. I just wanted to go gimmicks, mate. And speaking of more like First Blood was not around anymore, but that was First Blood, back in the day.
I did have that one on my list as well. I remember, like, you play a N64 video game, like No Mercy or whatever, and play the First Blood match and try to just open the guy up.
Yeah. I had some other funny ones, like the King of the Road match between Dustin Reynolds and Blacktop Bully in 95. That was just like, they were just on the back of an 18-wheeler truck. They had to ring the bell at the end of the thing. The Hogpen match between Henry O. Godwin and Triple H. There's some real stupid things back in the day that were gimmicky. What about yourself?
Well, I mean, the big one that I don't think was taken was Money in the Bank.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
But it's just, and Ladder Match is the other one. Essentially, it's just a ladder match.
Yeah.
So Ladder Match I had. I almost took, because I really enjoy these ones, like 2 out of 3 falls matches.
Yeah.
As long as
each fall has a different stipulation for me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like if it's just a 2 out of 3 falls, then it's boring, but it has to have 3 different stipulations and you always know it's going to the third fall.
Was that, there's a 3 stages of hell one, which was essentially the same thing.
Yeah.
But was there one between like Angle and Benoit or something where one was a pin, one was a submission?
Submission. Yeah. Well, I think the last one was I Quit or something like that.
Yeah.
But things like that. Yeah,
2 out of 3 falls. And Blood and Guts I had as well, which is, you know, essentially a cage-ish match.
Yeah. Well, I guess you could throw in the Stadium Stampede match they had back on Double or Nothing a few years back.
Yeah. Stadium Stampede, Anarchy in the Arena. I feel bad for the cameramen in those matches. Jeez. They have a lot of work to do. All right. Best gimmick matches draft. I had the Royal Rumble, Iron Man match, Hell in a Cell, Elimination Chamber, and an I Quit match. Benny has Buried Alive, TLC, War Games, World War III, and Bra and Panties match. You're very WCW based with some of your picks, weren't you?
Oh, I usually am, mate. I usually am. I always go nostalgic with this kind of stuff.
All right. Well, that is it for the show this week. We're going to be back next week. We'll break down everything that happened at Night of Champions and Double or Nothing.
Big weekend.
Thanks for joining us, Benny.
Thanks, mate. It's a pleasure as always.
Enjoy a great weekend of wrestling, and we'll see you next time on the 3 Count Podcast.